Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Pastor Schrader noticed two women approaching him after Bible information class. Nancy was a member who was taking a refresher class, and Jenny had started attending church shortly after her aunt's funeral. Nancy said, "Pastor, last week Jenny and I were talking about how we can always go to God if we're struggling in our faith. I shared with her a passage from James that says anyone who lacks wisdom should ask God and it will be given to him." "Oh yes, James chapter 1, verse 5. That's a great passage," Pastor agreed. But then at home, Jenny read the passage in its context, like you always say we should. "And now we're not sure what to make of it," Nancy said. Jenny added, "The next verses make it sound like only someone with absolutely perfect faith can pray. You must believe and not doubt. I don't think I'll ever live up to that." Pastor Schrader reached for his Bible and quickly thumbed to the book of James. "Yes, I see what you mean," he said. "Those words give any Christian reason to pause. But remember what we learned about faith. It's not just a positive feeling or simply acknowledging that there is a God. Faith is trusting that God is who He says He is, and that He will do what He promises. And that includes His mercy towards those who are weak. James is saying that it doesn't do any good to ask God for help if you don't really think He can or wants to help. Faith connects us to Christ our Savior." "So what do I do when I struggle with doubts?" Jenny asked. "Look to Jesus," Pastor Schrader said. "He is our rock, our solid ground. Look to His gospel. Since Jesus died for us and rose to life again, all our sins are forgiven. We can be confident that God will hear our prayers for His sake. Put your trust in Him, and He will never let you down." Lord, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.